something is sudden, if you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Tamale, Main Branch, Shishegu Highway Junction on Nyampala Road, Town Center Branch, Inside Cultural Center. Worship with us on Wednesdays and Fridays, Inside Cultural Center, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. at Main Branch, Shishegu Highway Junction, Nyampala Road, and 9 a.m. at Town Center Branch, Inside Cultural Center. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 055-7923-172 or 050-955-7949 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.
This is a continuation of the message, Love, Hope, and Faith.
Hallelujah.
Galatians chapter 4. Oh, but this is marvelous. Let me read again, verse 4. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are falling from grace. For we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. Did you notice that term? Righteousness by faith. We wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. What is the hope of righteousness by faith? The Bible says, he that hath this hope in him purified himself even as he is pure. The hope he's talking about is when Jesus comes out of heaven and we are taken out of this earth to meet him. And we go with Jesus. That's the hope of the Christian. That's the hope of righteousness by faith. But the term I want you to observe there is when he calls it righteousness by faith. Which means there is another kind of righteousness. Hallelujah. You see, in the Old Testament, there was a righteousness that came by qualification from keeping the law. If you kept the law very, very well, you were a righteous man. If you did the things that you were supposed to do, you were a righteous man. But the Bible tells us that another righteousness was revealed from heaven. Hello? Can I show it to you? Romans 3rd chapter. Verse 21, he says, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Another translation puts it this way. He says, but now a righteousness from God without the law is manifested or is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Hallelujah. All right. So, he says, we wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. There is a righteousness by faith. Righteousness by faith means that we walk by faith in the presence of God and according to the word of God, and therefore we receive righteousness from God. Now, the righteousness from God is imparted to us when we are born again. It has become our life. It is the gift of God. This is righteousness. Hear me. Have you ever heard someone say, we are preaching the gospel? Have you ever heard it? Have you ever preached the gospel? Come on. Come on. Have you? Have you ever heard the gospel? Talk to me now. Have you ever preached the gospel? Let me tell you why it is called gospel. There's a difference when you say, we are preaching the message. Anybody, God only knows what the message is. Oh, we are preaching something, whatever that something is. We are preaching the kingdom of God, whatever it is. But when it comes to saying we are preaching the gospel, the term gospel means good news. What makes it good news? Hear me. When Jesus, oh boy, in Mark chapter 1, the Bible tells us that after John the Baptist was slain, Jesus came preaching the gospel. All right? Jesus. And he said, repent and act on this glorious news. He called it a glorious news. He called it gospel, the good news. Remember that the people he was preaching to already knew about heaven. So if he was there to tell them that one day they will go to heaven, that was not good news because they already knew it. There was nothing new. Hey, how would you like it if somebody came to your house knocking at your door? Guess what? And you come out, you know, quickly you open the door for him, and then he comes inside. He says, guess what? Hey, auntie has given birth. And you say, glory, hey, that's wonderful. To who? They said, to John. And you know that John was born 5 years ago. You say, which John, another one? He said, no, the same one. He said, which John? He said, he's big like this now. What are you going to say to him? You would want to find out if he's gone nuts or something. Because that's not good news. It's not bad, but it's not good news. Because it's no news. So, but Jesus came preaching the good news. So the good news evidently was not a talk about heaven. No. It wasn't about heaven. Was he trying to tell them they're going to be redeemed from the hands of the Romans? They knew that before. The prophets already told them that. Hallelujah. Was he telling them that they're going to be blessed by God if they kept the law very well? They already knew that. It was in the law. Blessed shall thou be in the field. Blessed shall thou be in the country. If you keep the law. They already knew that. So that's the good news. So definitely that was not the gospel. What is the gospel? What was the message that he brought to them? Why was it called good news? It was good news because it was a message about a free righteousness. It was a message telling the people that though you have been wicked, though you have been a sinner, though you have not lived right, God has announced that he declares you not guilty, discharged and acquitted, free to go home, and then he declares you a righteous man. Now that's hard to believe. Religious folks cannot take that. So they say, kill him. Can you see it now? How can you say that this man, who is a thief, he's a murderer, how can you say that God, just by him believing this message, suddenly becomes righteous? They can't believe that. It's too hard. So when Paul preached to the Gentiles who were estranged from God, alienated from the life of a new God, strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. When Paul preached to them and said, hear me, you Gentiles, now you are justified by the blood of Jesus. The Jews went after Paul and they said, kill him. They said, he's lying. The Gentiles are sinners. You know Gentiles? Gentiles are people who are not Jews, all right? All other nations. And that word actually means heathen. So to tell the heathen that God is justifying them, declaring them righteous, was too good to be true. They wouldn't accept it. And you know, that's the way some people are today. When we preach the word to them and say, God is not mad at you, they can't believe it. Because they did something wrong yesterday. And they did something wrong last week. And the other week. And the other month. And the other year. And all their life long. They've done so many wrong things. They can't believe it. And do you know that's the reason many people don't get healed when they are sick? Because they think that God, he cannot heal them because they're too bad. And some think that God He will not help them because they've done so many evil things in their lives. But this is the gospel. There is no gospel if we cannot make it plain. The gospel means that you are free. Even though you did wrong, somebody else paid for you. Hallelujah. Oh, this is wonderful.
Hallelujah.
This message is titled, Love, Hope, and Faith.
To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS. Or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love World Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love World Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
It's close, my brother, my sister, it's close. The Bible says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. The first trumpet sounds, and the dead in Christ will come out of the grave. At the sound of the second trump, those of us who are alive and remain will ascend. The Bible says we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That second trump is called the last trump. It's not going to be too long from now. Why? Because the world is preparing for all the things that are supposed to happen after the rapture. That's what's going on. And let me tell you, the world will not be the same. The world is going to be in a terrible situation. According to the Bible, the first 3.5 years after the rapture of the church will be so hard and difficult. Men's lives will be so difficult, and they will persecute Christians who will be left behind. Think, if while we're here in this world, they're trying to stop you from going to church, what will they do if those who were praying are no longer here? Don't plan to be here. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. He has given us examples. Enoch was taken away from this world alive. We are going to be taken away from this world alive. Live your life for Jesus Christ. If you don't know how to do it, ask him to show you. Say, Lord, I want to live for you. Who will save your life from hell? Only Jesus, the only one who already did what needed to be done to save you. Live your life for him.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Tamale, Main Branch, Shishego Highway Junction on Nyangpala Road, Town Center Branch, Inside Cultural Center. Worship with us on Wednesdays and Fridays, Inside Cultural Center, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. at Main Branch, Shishego Highway Junction, Nyangpala Road, and 9 a.m. at Town Center Branch, Inside Cultural Center. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 055-7923-172 or 050-955-7949, or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.
This is a continuation of the message, Love, Hope, and Faith.
Hallelujah.
Let me read something to you. Galatians chapter 2. You like this? Where's the timepiece over here? All right, good. Galatians chapter 2, and I'm reading from verse 20. Oh, hallelujah. I like this. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Now that's another part I want to show you. It's the next verse I want to pick for you. I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. You see that? If righteousness, if I can gain righteousness by my struggling, and by my keeping the law, and by my trying to perfect myself, then Christ is dead in vain. But Christ died for me so that I will not be condemned anymore. Every sin that I ever committed, every sin that I could ever commit, every sin that I would ever commit is all in Christ Jesus. He paid everything. Hallelujah. He paid everything. Everything. So I'm a free man? Yes, I am. Do you know something? When we preach like this, sometimes people tell us, they say, don't say that. Because when you say that, many people will go on living in sin. How could that be true? They were already living in sin without hearing this. You see, if you're already down, you are down. And there's no way to go but up. You can't go down more down because you're already down. They used to say, he that is down needs fear no fall because he's already down. There's only one way to go up. Hallelujah. And when you preach the gospel, there is a miracle power about the gospel of Jesus Christ. It causes you to love God. The Bible says we love him because he first loved us. You see, love demands and creates response. Love causes you to love. When you know the love of God, you accept it and you respond in love. Otherwise, you didn't know it. Hallelujah. Oh, we'll come to that. This is marvelous. Paul said, I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. He says, I refuse to frustrate the grace of God. What does that mean? I don't want the grace of God to fail in my life. Because God has extended his grace toward me. So I'm going to enjoy my life in the grace of God. Hallelujah. Give you an example. In the 14th chapter of the book of Acts, there's a man who was born impotent in his feet, never walked from birth. He was in the city of Lystra. And when Paul was preaching, the man was on the ground. He couldn't walk. He was an adult. And when Paul preached, the man listened. He heard the gospel. Then Paul said, in his message of the gospel, Paul said, man, get up on your feet and walk. That was the grace of God extended. Because the man had been told, Jesus Christ suffered for your sickness. Which means your sickness has been paid for. Which means you are healed. As far as God is concerned, you should never be sick anymore. So now, if you believe that Jesus died for you, if you believe that he suffered the pains for you, if you believe that he paid all of that for you, then get up. Now, if the man had said, you know, I can't get up. I mean, I've been this way all my life long. The man would have frustrated the grace of God. When we preach the gospel and people say, well, that was wonderful. I really wish it was so. Anyway, thank God for some people who can try. Some people, they are very serious with God. I wish I could get serious. Anyway, then they go home. They have frustrated the grace of God. Paul said, I do not frustrate the grace of God. Don't frustrate it. But that man didn't frustrate the grace of God. When Paul said, stand upon your feet, the Bible says the man leaped. He leaped and walked. He didn't wait. He said, that's for me. That's for me. Hallelujah. That's for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. Righteousness does not come by the law. Righteousness comes by faith. When you hear a message like this, you say, Father, I receive your righteousness. In the name of Jesus, I accept your righteousness. And do you know something? When you receive that righteousness by faith, it works in your life. It is a gift. You don't earn it. You don't achieve it. You don't buy it. You don't work for it. In Romans chapter 5, verse 17, I want you to see it for yourself. It says, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace. They which receive abundance of grace. Listen, Paul said, I do not frustrate the grace of God. That says, they which receive abundance of grace. They who receive it. It's one thing to give. It's another thing for the one who's been given to receive it. God has given his grace. He has poured out his grace upon us. They call it unmerited favor. Yeah, you didn't merit it. Yeah, but have you received it? Why don't you receive it? They which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness. Oh, Lord, did I see that? Look at it now. He says the gift of righteousness. He didn't say they which are qualified in righteousness. He says they which receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness. Righteousness is a gift. It comes from God. Free. You don't pay for it. You don't work for it. You just receive it. He says, they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness. So we receive the gift. He has given us a gift. It is called the gift of righteousness. In other words, he has given me, you know, righteousness is the nature of God. It is the nature and the life of God that makes him right, that makes him do right, that gives us that life that knows no condemnation or inferiority. Hallelujah. It is the very essence of divinity. It is the life of Almighty God. It is a gift from God. It says, they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, I do not frustrate the grace of God. I do not frustrate the grace of God. Oh no, don't frustrate it. Don't frustrate the grace of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead. And he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-770-2372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovell360.com.
You know, being in Christ's embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ's embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then His vision becomes real, not only to you, but He makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Tamale, Main Branch, Shishego Highway Junction on Nyankwala Road, Town Center Branch, Inside Cultural Center. Worship with us on Wednesdays and Fridays, Inside Cultural Center, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. at Main Branch, Shishego Highway Junction, Nyankwala Road, and 9 a.m. at Town Center Branch, Inside Cultural Center. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 055-7923-172 or 050-955-7949 or send an email to radiotransmissions@radio360.com.
This message is titled Love, Hope, and Faith.
For the continuation of this message, please visit www.lovellradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovell360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.